Welcome to Fables of the Force,
a Star Wars rewatch podcast.
I'm Scott.
I'm Matt.
And this is our show.
Welcome, everyone, to our 124th episode, Together Again. This episode originally aired as the 8th episode in Season 7.
Prisoners in peril.
I feel like that was the case just a minute ago when they were prisoners the first time. So they tried to escape. It was a close thing, but they didn't do it. And so now they're captured again. Could Ahsoka have probably just gone full Ahsoka and gotten them out? Sure. Any time, she could have probably done that. But also, they told her about how Jedi are pretty much responsible for the death of their parents, which ultimately has led to them being here and where they're at now. So Ahsoka feels responsible in some degree. She also doesn't know who she is yet and what she's doing or what she should do. And now they're back in prison with the Pikes and very, very fortunate to be alive. The moral at the beginning of the episode is similar to the previous one, in fact. You can change who you are, but you cannot run from yourself.
It is similar and thematically similar. I do like how this one is worded, though. It's very much, so let's hear it again. You can change who you are, but you cannot run from yourself. So it's like accepting that you have a problem is the first step in trying to fix the problem, right? You can't deny that you have a problem and become a better person because of that thing that doesn't exist, right? And in very much this way, Ahsoka needs to accept that she's a Jedi so she can say, I'm a Jedi who has left the Order for these reasons. I'm a Jedi trained something else. And I know Ahsoka doesn't know that that is even a thing yet. In fact, not to jump ahead, but at the end of the episode, she was like, I used to be a Jedi. And they both say, you can do that?
Yeah, after she says, I left. Like, you left? You can do that?
Yeah, nobody knew, right? Mm-hmm. And so,
why would anyone walk away from being a Jedi, I think is what they say.
I think it's so interesting that they seem to still have a side of them that holds the Jedi in such esteem.
I think they help it. I think on some level, even when you hate them, you're still like in awe of them.
Yeah.
You know, and you, even little kids, I don't know, I feel like even at their age, like at Trace's age especially, the idea of, you know, the ideal
space
of
wizards.
It, yeah, the ideal of it, you know, is still fantastic.
Yeah. And it also just makes me think about, we go from this, which is of course on Coruscant and very aware of the Jedi and so on, but the fact that they're able to, about 17 years after this, talk about the Force as your ancient religion, Lord Vader.
Yeah.
Like, it's wiped from the galaxy.
Yeah.
And it's such a serious part of even, like, the children's lives. Like, Trace and Rafa should still be alive in Star Wars A New Hope, but talk about the Force, the Jedi is not. We talked a little bit about this in the first couple episodes of this arc, about why don't the Pikes just kill these people? Like,
right.
It's like 30,000 credits in the grand scheme of things to the Pikes. This isn't, they don't need to take prisoners and torture and like find out what happened to this.
What's the whole rigmarole here, guys?
Right. And sure enough, we do find that the Pike in charge of getting that spice is desperate as well.
Meg Krim.
Meg Krim is his name?
His name is Meg Krim.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, Krim Sandan is putting him under their thumb. And we all know who leads Crimson Dawn.
Good old Qui-Gon Jinn. Oh, just what I meant to say was good old Qui-Gon Jinn's wisdom coming back to us. Here, there's always a bigger fish.
Yeah.
And this bigger fish happens to have horns on his head and tattoos on his faceplace.
And happened to have killed Qui-Gon Jinn.
Right. Weird correlation there.
Yeah.
Yeah, last episode we see Bo. Now we see this tie-in to Crimson Dawn. We see Maul. We see Meg Krim having to bow before something greater than himself. And now we get it. Now we get why they want their spice back. Because he owes it to someone else who does not compromise at all.
When you talk about, why haven't the Pikes killed them yet? Because Darth Maul will kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be easier for them to try and recover their spice from these people or their credits than it is to try to tell Maul that they don't have those things.
I guess it's fine that the Martez sisters basically just go and steal this much spice with some effort, but it could have gone easier and certainly would have if they'd have gone with Ahsoka.
Right.
But hey, props to Rafa. You know, I have to give props to Rafa as well, because not only do they go and steal this spice, but they do return it to the Pikes and return to their almost certain death.
Right.
Because Rafa insists on saving Ahsoka, not Trace. In fact, Trace didn't even understand that Ahsoka had sort of...
Right, set them up to get out.
Yeah.
And gave them an out.
Yeah, and lied on their behalf.
Right.
And so on. Rafa, while a little bit more jaded, is still, like Trace, who loves her mother and was raised by her mother and is her mother's daughter.
Yeah, still has that soft side.
Wants to help people.
You know who she kind of reminds me of?
Who's that?
Well, she's schemey and she's crafty and she's a smooth talker. She fights okay, but mostly she's about making plans and swindling and conning people.
God, she's making smooth. Money, I bet that's all you're good at, huh?
She reminds me of Lando Calrissian, which is interesting because Trace, on the other hand, is scrappy and a little naive and idealistic, but really good in a fight, has lots of technical skills. Kind of reminds me of Han Solo.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, they kind of remind me of Han and Lando. That I would watch a Rafa Trace spin-off show. I'd totally watch that. The Adventures of Trace and Rafa Martez. I'd watch that.
It is a cool idea, and I think you're totally right that they are similar kind of character archetypes, and we've seen them come back in The Bad Batch, so we could see them come back again, and I welcome it. They're interesting characters. We do finally get, at the end of the episode, the reveal to the Martez sisters that Ahsoka is, in fact, a Jedi. And they seem to mostly take offense to the fact that Ahsoka didn't tell them.
Right.
But once she tells them, they're pretty accepting of her. In fact, they tell her that she's basically a model Jedi and that you act like we've been told the Jedi are supposed to act.
Yeah, and I think that's actually such a big deal, because ultimately I think that's really what helps solidify Ahsoka's understanding, at least what she can grasp of it at this point, of who she is and where her place is. Because when the next choice comes, very shortly after that scene, when Bo shows up and is like, we have a common enemy, I need your help. Mm-hmm. You're a symbol of hope. We need to go deal with this. That's a big deal. And she hesitates, right? Like, she's mm-hmm. not sure where it will lead. With Trace being as perceptive as she is of Ahsoka at times, this being one of them, realizes immediately that this may lead Ahsoka back towards the Jedi. And she gets right away why that might be a problem, because she sees the disparity. She sees this cold, callous Jedi who are responsible for her parents' death, but then she sees this other person who is a Jedi who left them, but then also seems to be like the ideal one. So that moment for her and Ahsoka is such a big deal, because it helps Ahsoka make that next decision, I think.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that Ahsoka can see that Trace and Rafa can make a distinction between the Jedi and her allows her to make a distinction between the Jedi and her. How Trace and Rafa think the Jedi should be, could be, I wish was alike, this, 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 and this. Ahsoka can still be those things.
Yeah.
And use her Jedi training and use the Jedi teachings to be that way. And it's a matter of, what does she need to prune off from her teachings so that she can be true to that pillar of being a Jedi with the subtraction of all of the things that bring the downfall of the Jedi.
And this test, this sort of crucible she's going through still and ongoing right now, isn't over. This is just the opening act of it, really. And it's going to be a little break before we get to the final act of it. And in our next episode, we will be talking about the Bad Batch arc of season 7 of The Clone Wars. Super excited for that. It's going to be my first time watching these episodes again since having watched season one of the Bad Batch series. So I'm pretty excited to come revisit these and talk about them here on the show.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and thinking about this arc with Trace and Rafa, the Martez sisters, as much as we have. We hope you'll join us for the Bad Batch arc. Until then, you can reach out to us on social media via Twitter at Force Fables, on Instagram at Fables of the Force. Just Google Fables of the Force. That should get you to where you need to be. Until then, I'm Scott.
I'm Matt.
And may the Force be with you.